This is the Blaze Radio On Demand.
Get a Casper mattress and get a great night's sleep. Try it for 100 nights risk-free. Go to casper.com/Glenn and use the promo code Glenn. Get $50 towards the purchase of your mattress. Terms and conditions do apply.
Fusion of entertainment and enlightenment. This is the Glenn Beck Program.
Hi, I'm Doc Thompson, pinch hitting for Glenn today. Regularly heard on the Blaze Radio Network. Just go to theblaze.com/doc for more information on me. I want to ask for your help with something today. And I hope it's something you'll take seriously. And I hope it's something that you'll take just a moment and help us out with. When Donald Trump announced his ban, as it's being pushed, a Muslim ban, which of course it isn't a Muslim ban, and it's barely even a ban because a ban indicates like indefinite or for lengthy periods of time. When he announced this, a bunch of people flipped out and said, how dare you try to keep refugees out? These are people that need our help. Quick monologue on that. Yes, these refugees do need our help. They should be vetted, thoroughly vetted, and then vetted some more, and then probably a little more vetting, just to make sure we know who they are. But of course we should, when we can, help people around the world. Of course we should be doing that. If you're a Christian, your faith tells you you should be doing that. My problem with it, though, is we have people that we don't have to vet that need help. We have people that live next door to us, down the street, that we pass on our way to work every day. Homeless people. There are people right here in America that live in places like West Virginia and Alabama and Mississippi. It's some very poor parts of America, Kentucky, that need your help. People in richer states like the New England states and New York, California, that are living in poverty and need your help. Now, I think there is a more libertarian and conservative way to help them than, hey, government give them money or you just cutting them a check. There are programs and systems and organizations we can go through, but we are directed by our faiths to help these people. So it's good to help refugees, but shouldn't we prioritize Americans first, the people closest to us? Because when we help them, we build a stronger America, and a stronger America allows us to help even more people. That's how it works. When you're strong, you can help more. When you're weak, you're helping fewer people. That's just how it is. It's smart. It's common sense. And by the way, these are people we know, people that are around us, people that we understand, certainly better than people that come from halfway around the world. And I'm telling you, yes, we should, when we can, help those people out. When it comes to the ban, or so-called Muslim ban, as some are saying, Donald Trump is right to at least say we need to make sure the proper systems are in place to determine if people coming to America are going to hurt us. A temporary stoppage, 90 days, okay. If he really believes this is something that's going to help the structure, cool. If it was a Muslim ban or a ban on Hindus or anybody else based on their religion or based on a race or something, I would say absolutely not. Based on countries that are primarily Muslim, not a concern if those countries were primarily responsible for terrorism. Having said all of that, Howard Schultz, the CEO of Starbucks, sent out a message, public release, that says that the Starbucks company is going to hire 10,000 refugees over the next 5 years. This is their goal. Hire 10,000 refugees. And as I said, it's nice to help people. It's good that they're thinking of those people. But why isn't Howard Schultz and Starbucks thinking of Americans first? Primarily the people who pay for their coffee. I mean, I know they sell coffee around the world, but I'm thinking they have more shops in America and more Americans buying your coffee than anyone else. Why aren't they helping certain Americans like veterans? How is it that the people that made your existence possible, veterans, that you haven't thought about them before thinking of refugees? I find that unconscionable. It's outrageous. It's disgusting. That he wouldn't say, wait a minute, let's help 10,000 veterans. Let's get them jobs. You're going to give jobs to 10,000 refugees before 10,000 veterans? That's a huge failure. When you look at the number of veterans that are coming back with traumatic brain injuries and PTSD and can't get jobs because of that, veterans that are just being overlooked because of political biases as well, and there are tens of thousands of them out of work, there may be as many as 200,000 veterans out of work right now. I mean, it's nice to have jobs for everybody, but let's be honest. If not for veterans, we would not be here. That's not overselling it. I mean, throughout American history, we have fought and defended America. I mean, by we, I mean the veterans fought for America. Howard Schultz wouldn't have a place to do his to put his business. He wouldn't have a place to make millions of dollars himself while saying we're going to help refugees over veterans. So I got kind of ticked off at this, and I said, you know what? I don't have a multi-million dollar company. I'm a man of simple means, but I at least appear on the Glenn Beck program now and then. I have my own radio program. Maybe we can help 10,000 veterans. I want to hire 10,000 veterans or find jobs for them anyways in the next 30 days. How can we? Is that too lofty? I mean, maybe that's crazy. Are there 10,000 positions out there at your company or other companies? Do you know someone who has a company? They're getting ready to hire some people. Would they make a commitment to hiring veterans? I mean, we'll retweet them. We'll give them what publicity we can. Can you hire a veteran today? We had some commitments last night on our Facebook page. We did a Facebook broadcast. Well, we're using the hashtag #hire10,000veterans on Twitter. And I want this to be a central meeting place over the next month or so where you can go if you're a veteran and say, maybe, let me scroll through and see if anybody's hiring in my area. Or if you're a company, maybe you tweet out there, hey, we're located here. We can hire 4 veterans. We can hire 160 veterans over the next month or so. I mean, maybe you're not going to hire until April. Okay, fine. Can you tell us about it now so we can be prepared? We got 10,000. That's what we're looking for. Maybe it's crazy. Maybe we only get 10. Maybe it's too modest. Maybe we get 20,000. All I know is somebody's got to try. And the Veterans Administration is not helping them. In fact, the Veterans Administration is still killing veterans. We have the hashtag #FixTheVA. Hopefully Donald Trump's going to do something. Hopefully his new VA director will do something. I don't know. If they don't, I'm going to be kicking their ass on air in a couple months. Hopefully they're going to do it. As of now, the Veterans Administration is still not taking care of veterans. They're still killing them. Somebody's got to do something. It's got to be us. What are we going to do? The way to help veterans is not put them on a bunch of meds. The way to help veterans is to show them love, concern, and care, help them get jobs, help them deal with their injuries, and sometimes that's service animals or what is it, hyperbaric oxygen chambers? Is that what the hyper, am I getting the name right?
Yeah.
Any of these alternative treatments like this, and give them a job. People get self-worth through their job. People don't want to, most of us don't want to get paid for doing nothing. We want to do. I mean, it'd be nice to have a big fat check coming in, don't get me wrong, and hit the lottery. But we're still going to go do that. What we do is our self-worth, and that's going to help veterans. Hashtag #hire10,000veterans on Twitter. And we don't spell it out. It's the number, 10000, veterans. Hashtag #hire10,000veterans. Please tweet at us now if you know of somebody that's hiring. If you're a company, do you own a company? Are you HR? Can you make the commitment? We'll give you a plug here. We'll help you out. I mean, I know you're probably doing it for the right reasons, but I mean, I'll help you any way I can. And we've got 30 days to get this done. I don't want to bag on Starbucks completely because they're doing some good with that. But it still seems empty when you're going to hire 10,000 refugees at your 11,000 stores over 5 years. Did you get those numbers? They have over 11,000 stores worldwide. And you're going to hire 10,000 veterans over 5 years. So every year, one of five, count them out, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 9, every fifth store of theirs will hire one veteran every year to reach that number. That doesn't sound like much of a commitment, does it?
No.
Even for the refugees. Did I say veterans?
Yeah, I'm sorry. For the refugees.
Refugees. Doesn't even sound much of a commitment for the refugees. Every fifth store of theirs will hire one refugee over 5 years. And then, who's holding Starbucks or other companies accountable when they say this? You're going to hire 10,000 refugees? Is anybody going to, 5 years from now, go, all right, Starbucks, let's see the books, baby. Let's see it. Let me see. What do you got? Did you hire the 10,000 refugees? I'm putting money. Who wants to bet me? You want to put a bet up that they don't hire 10,000 refugees if there was a way to tell?
Let's go for
it. You
want
to do it?
Yeah.
Let's put it out there. Steak dinner, baby.
Okay.
Because as far as I'm concerned, they're not going to hire 10,000 refugees. I'm telling you now, I don't believe you. You're not going to do it because there's no accountability. I can claim anything. If there's no follow-up, there's no accountability. And if people do follow up, what are they going to do? Are they going to go, you're right, we lied, it was for publicity, we didn't get it done? No, they'll make up some BS excuse like, while we didn't reach our goal of 10,000, we did hit 1,400 and continued to help people with our other services. And the bigger issue at the time was to make a stance against Donald. It'll be a bunch of crap like that that their marketing department comes up with. So Starbucks, I'm calling you out. Howard Schultz, pick up the phone, 888-727-BECK. Tell me where the accountability is. I think it's good that you want to help people, but why aren't you helping veterans first? Where are you, Schultz? I'll have you on this program, I'll have you on mine. Because when I read through the things you support, like DACA and illegals, it seems like you're really just using your money and influence to push a progressive agenda, pretending to be caring, pretending that you want to help people. I'm actually helping people. We're going to get a break in. We'll take some of your calls coming up. 888-727-BECK. The phone is open for Howard Schultz. Anybody else at Starbucks corporate, if he wants you to go on because he wusses out and doesn't want to face the heat here, I'll talk to their marketing people as well, as long as it's official from Starbucks. Come on. Tell us what you're up to. Tell us where the accountability. Are you going to put it online? You going to list the people you've hired? You going to prove it? Come on. Hey, I'll say I'm wrong if you end up doing it. That's just for the refugees. Meanwhile, we'll also take some calls. 888-727-BECK. If you're a company, can you hire somebody? Do you know of a company that's hiring? We'll help you out. On Twitter, again, it's hashtag hire10,000vets. Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find qualified candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top sites, and now you can pretty simply with ZipRecruiter.com. I know our company has used it here. You can post your job to 200 plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, with a single click, and that's at ZipRecruiter.com. Find candidates in any city, industry, nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. That's the key. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 500 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses nationwide. And right now, Glenn Beck listeners can post jobs to ZipRecruiter for free. It's absolutely free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/Beck. That's the key. ZipRecruiter.com/Beck. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Beck. And get that free post today.
We have won. The Glenn Beck Program.
Mercury.
The key to having a great day starts with having a great night's sleep. And I know because I have a Casper mattress. The Casper mattress was invented with two high-tech foams that give you all of the support that you need and guarantee that you get the best night's sleep ever. Time magazine named Casper mattress one of the best inventions of 2015. Casper ships for free in a box so small you won't believe it holds the actual mattress, making it simple to get from your front door to your bedroom. And you try it for 100 nights risk-free. They'll come and pick it up if you don't love it as much as I love mine. And they'll refund every single dime. Once you try it, you're never going to want to sleep on anything else. Having a great day by having a great night's sleep. Casper.com/Glenn. Use the promo code Glenn. $50 off the purchase of your mattress at Casper.com/Glenn. The promo code is Glenn. Don't forget, $50 off the purchase of your mattress. Casper.com/Glenn. Terms and conditions do apply.
888-727-BECK.
They send the plan
the Glenn Beck Program.
Okay, so we got a bunch of people tweeting and actually have some people offering some jobs, a handful of jobs here and there at hashtag hire10,000veterans. And we're hoping to do this in the next month or so. Now, some people on social media and others have called us out and said, wait, you guys are misunderstanding it. No, we're not misunderstanding it. He did say he was going to hire 10,000 refugees over 5 years. Some people are claiming, wait a minute, they have hired veterans in the past and made a commitment. Chris Cruz is here with us from the Morning Blaze as well. They've said that made a commitment to hire 10,000 veterans in the past.
Yes, so in 2013, November 2013, mm-hmm. they started an initiative mm-hmm. to hire 10,000 veterans and military spouses by 2018.
Okay, good. Did they give you numbers on where
yes,
they're
at?
Yes,
they gave me a number. Okay. They say so far, mm-hmm. 4 years into the commitment, they hired 8,800 veterans and family spouses.
Did they list their names?
No.
Did they list their partially redacted Social Security numbers?
No.
But I'm not buying it. I'm not buying the corporate crap. You don't come out even after saying we're going to hire 10,000 veterans and then say we're going to hire 10,000 refugees. Guess what? There's another 10,000 veterans behind them and another 10,000 veterans behind them. So you've said what? Okay, we made our commitment to hire 10,000 and we're almost there. Now we'll just knock off and hire some refugees. So you're helping veterans, supposedly that's good. I mean, supposedly you're helping them and that's good, but now you're willing to knock off in favor of refugees. They're still not helping. If you're gonna hire another 10,000 people, why wouldn't you hire another 10,000 veterans? Now, again, it's nice that you made the commitment to veterans, but based on this, first of all, I need proof. In today's fake news world and corporate America saying whatever it is for marketing purposes, prove it to me. Show me their names. List their names. List their partially redacted Social Security numbers. Prove the 8,000 people, Starbucks. And if you do, I'll admit it. Even if you do, remember, you still made the commitment for the next 10,000 people you hire, or part of the next people you hire, to be refugees. Why? Why wouldn't you say, hey, everybody, President Obama said this about the refugees, and it's always great, and you know we have our opinions about that. We made a commitment to hire 10,000 veterans in 2013. You know, we're almost at 9,000, and we could prove it to you, but you know, we're going to go another 10,000 now. There is tens of thousands of veterans who need help. This is simply Starbucks trying to get out of trouble. Because a lot of people are rightfully ticked off. You are putting refugees above Americans and above America. And that's where I draw the line. I believe we should help people. I want to help people. I want to help people around the world. But not at the expense of Americans. And certainly not putting them before Americans. I believe charity starts at home. You help the people that you know. You help the people around you. You people in your community. And it grows out from there. That's what I believe in. That's what should happen. It makes us all better. It makes us able to help more people in the future. So Starbucks, fine. I'm willing to hear you out. I'll put you on the Morning Blaze on Monday. I'll talk to you on this program. I'm sure Glenn would interview him at some point. I can't speak for him, but I would be willing to bet he would. So prove it to me, number one, or it's just, there's no accountability. You could claim anything. How long were those veterans there? What did you do? What type of jobs they were? Give me some details. Sounds nice, but great. And that was since 2013. Okay, you got 11,500 stores or something?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's a lot of employees. You know, 8,000 over a few years. Again, every fifth store. Just saying, there's still a lot of criticism to go around. Where is the next 10,000 veterans? I'm tired of pussyfooting around about this stuff and corporate America and marketing. I'm not doing this. I don't own a company. This is not to make certain companies look good. It's to get veterans hired. And by the way, damn it. Damn it, Howard Schultz. If you really cared about this, how come you're bitching about DACA and supporting that stuff instead of demanding they fix the VA? What about that? You're coming at me like, oh, we made a commitment to veterans. If you really cared about veterans, you wouldn't be pussyfooting around about DACA and caring about all this progressive stuff that Obama did instead of holding him accountable for not fixing the VA and George W. Bush for not fixing the VA. Don't give me this crap like you care about veterans. You obviously don't, because you spent more time and press releases and your political capital with your company and probably actual capital with your company supporting Obama's progressive ideas like illegals even. He could say right now, our commitment is veterans. Hashtag fix the VA. He could be on my program, Doc. You're right. He could be using his influence with other companies, with the government, the people's money he pours pockets he pours money into in D.C. saying, how come we're not fixing the VA? Instead, he supported things like progressive ideas, like big socialized medicine. We've got it. It's not working. And it's veterans. So where are you on it? It's a weak, at best, attempt to try to make your company look good. And I'm not going to have any of it. Do the job! Damn, how hard is that? And how hard is it for the VA? Do it! Help them! Don't tell me about it. Go do it! And don't help the refugees first. This is not hard. The Veterans Administration has been screwing veterans since before it was the Veterans Administration and it was the Veterans Agency. Since day one in America, veterans have been screwed. When are they going to fix it? Trump, you're on notice too. I'm going to give you about 6 months, maybe a year. Fix it. Shut it down. Dismantle it. Give them a check. Buy their health care elsewhere. Get out of the way.
The Glenn Beck Program. Mercury.
The Glenn Beck Program.
All right, little breather there. It's just stuff sticks.
Do you feel better now?
I do. It's like therapy, but I mean, stuff angers me when it's so damn simple, and we get so much backlash from people and nonsense when we know there is a major problem, and the only solution that's even ventured is maybe we should do more of that stuff that didn't work. Let's do that. A lot more of it.
Or let's just put more money into it.
More money to the stuff that didn't work. Damn. Hashtag hire 10,000 veterans. Got some tweets coming up. But first, let's go to the phones. Line 55 in Florida. Neil, you're on the Glenn Beck Program.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I appreciate everything you're doing. I'm a disabled veteran. I own a small business, which is an engineering company. Service disabled veteran owned small business. And we're hiring veterans now. Engineers, technicians, and accountants.
Neil, God bless you, sir. God bless you. What part of Florida are you based out of, and what's the name of the business?
We're in Orlando, Florida, and the name of the company is GEAR, G-E-A-R. It's an acronym for Gator Engineering and Aquifer Restoration.
Okay. Do you have a website, Twitter, Facebook, anything like that where people can find out more about you?
www.gearengineer.com.
G-E-A-R, engineer.com.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Listen, you're a disabled vet. When and where did you serve?
I served in the U.S. Navy from 1975 to 1986.
Well, God bless you, and thank you for your service, and thank you for being willing to hire vets, too. How many people are you going to hire in the next 5 months or so? A handful, a couple, five, three, one?
Half a dozen. We're going to look at six. We're growing very quickly.
Okay, good. GearEngineer.com. Did I get that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
That's correct.
Neil, thank you so much. Listen, follow me on Twitter, and if I can help you ever, just tweet at me. Sometimes it takes a couple times, and I'll be willing to help you out, okay?
Thank you, and God bless you for what you're doing. Thank you, sir.
Let's see here. You got some tweets.
Yes, I got a couple of ones that I would like to read. We got James here in Texas. He runs an appliance repair business, and he wants to hire a veteran. So if you go to Jim 3 Repair, so that's J-I-M, the number 3, repair.com, and you're a veteran and you're here in Texas, he's going in the San Antonio area, he will hire you.
Awesome.
Also,
that's
we have great. Jill from Express Pro KC. She says, we're a staffing agency and we want to hire veterans. And the last one that I found was in Florida. If you're in Miami, Florida, they're looking to hire 5 veterans that are into demolition, steel, and concrete work.
Hey, I'm into those things. Too bad I'm not a veteran with
professionally.
Oh, I thought this meant like as a sideline, like demolition and that. Okay.
All you have to do is fax a resume to this number. Fax resume to 305-501-4760.
That number again.
305-501-4760.
And again, these are all on Twitter if you just follow the hashtag hire 10,000 veterans.
And there's a lot of people doing it, different companies, but those are the ones that are ready to go.
Okay, good. Hopefully you'll get it done. I'm trying to help in any way I can. I can't rely on the government apparently to spend my tax dollars properly to run an agency that's supposed to help veterans. So I'll do what I can here. I mean, we've always done that. We've talked about these issues. We've gone to marches. We've created videos. We've done all kinds of things to help veterans. And we'll keep trying stuff to see what works. It's difficult. Chris, you're a veteran. Chris Cruz,
yeah,
a veteran.
Yeah, the Blaze actually, you know, partaked on that. They hired a veteran. I'm a veteran.
That's right. We did just hire a veteran.
Yeah, you just hired me. Yeah, and it's funny because you were talking about TBI. I have that, which is traumatic brain injury. PTSD.
I want you to know, nobody's going, what?
Oh, really?
What? Yeah.
Especially if you work with me in the last month. They're like, oh,
right.
Makes sense.
I get it now, yeah.
PTSD, check mark, is there. Depression is there.
You have some physical injuries, too.
Physical injury. I have ankles are made of...
titanium, are they?
No, not titanium, but they got like nuts and bolts and wires because I messed them up.
It's fun being at the airport, isn't it?
Oh, yes. I love it. I don't tell them. Uh-huh. Do you have any metals on your nut? And then in the little machine, you know, where it has the highlighted area where it's always, they're like, what's in your ankles? Oh, I forgot about those. There's nuts and bolts and wires. Do we have to touch it? I said, go for it. Yeah, you just tap
Can I touch you?
Yeah, right. Go for it. But yeah, it's I'm one of those guys that actually has been, it took me a month, I told you about this, it took me about a year and a half just to get one appointment to get heartburn medicine.
Chris, heartburn medicine, you know, it comes all the way from the middle of the earth.
I wasn't working, I was buying off the counter.
As Cal pointed out, heartburn medicine comes
from
like the center of the earth. It's very difficult to get heartburn medicine.
Yeah, especially if you've seen those commercials where the guy goes, you know, they're trying to...
But I mean, it's made from some very rare substances that you can only...
Exactly, we don't have those, you know.
You can't just go down to 7-Eleven and buy heartburn.
In the middle of the Amazon, special plants.
Something like that, and they put it on the medicine. And it's hard to get something like that.
I do have to call a bit of a foul. First of all, maybe that's something you could have just gone down to Target and gotten.
But it wasn't working. It wasn't strong enough.
I know. I'm just messing with you.
Yeah.
So, but you had the appointment. You had an issue.
Yeah.
Bottom line is, and you went to the VA.
A year and a half.
Wow. Okay.
Because it doesn't count. It has to first come from a physical. So I can't just be like, hey, doc. Well, you're a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be like, hey, doc, I got some heartburn. And oh, no. First, you have to do a full physical. And we have to.
Wait, what?
Yes.
Even for something like that?
Yes. They have to do a full physical.
Okay. Is that every time?
Well, that was my second time going.
Okay. So maybe they were just up front doing one.
They were like,
then,
hey, we got to do a physical, and then they will send me to a specialist.
A heartburn specialist.
A heartburn specialist. Okay. I did not know that was something.
Yeah, I got gastrointestinal or something. I don't know. Okay. So, so you went and got the physical.
Yes.
And then from there, a year and a half?
Yes.
And then who did you see, a gastro?
Oh, I don't know. It was the point was so January 19. I had to cancel because I had a job here.
So this was in Florida.
This was in Florida, yes.
Well, but I mean, now that you can't, you could just pick up one right now.
Yes, I could pick up, yeah.
Right here, and that won't take.
No, it won't take because everybody did the physical. But
are you still on a waiting list?
I'm still on the waiting list. Yeah, because I moved to Texas.
So by changing, though, and being near Texas, will it be like another 4 months now?
I have no idea. I'm still, there's transferring all the paperwork from Florida to Texas because it's a brand new...
They're hand-delivering each page.
Yeah, guys, you don't understand this. The VA in Florida is different than the VA
Pony
in
Express.
Texas.
Is it Pony Express, like Cal said?
Yeah,
is it hand-delivered? Are they writing it out by hand?
No, they have to go through the train system. And you see there's no train connect straight to Florida to Texas. And they have to get it here.
Chris, let me help you out. They could just do... Look at... Okay, I just sent your document.
Oh, no.
Now we got him. We got him.
The VA is still in the past. They don't do internet. They don't do computers.
They're not doing anything electronic?
Oh, no, they are, but they just...
But it's just not sending around. Yeah. No, I'm just... It wouldn't shock me at this point. I mean, because I have heard stories, other people from the Veterans Administration saying where they couldn't get files transferred, stuff like this, where you can't...
When it comes like that, they have to mail your... physical documents. So yes, they do have it online, but they always have to, it's like a package that they give you. And you have to carry those. And those are 10 carries to a different, and that's one of the things most of the military people in the military life, they know that you have to hand carry your medical records when you move.
It's electronic.
No, doc, you don't understand. The internet doesn't always work.
It does. Okay, if it doesn't work, then you go, hey, I didn't get that. Can you resend it? Okay, I got it now.
That's a lot of microbytes you killed there. You know, you
is that what it is? Yeah, all those poor little bytes.
Yeah.
This is what I'm talking about. This is just silliness. and there's nobody there to step up and say, guys, we can just do this, knock it off. And by the way, if there's some reason we can't, why? Why? We've got to change some other system then. All right, now, did they try to put you on a bunch of meds?
They did. They tried to give me, when they found out that I had PTSD, they
tried I'm not talking about the self-prescribed stuff you were on.
Oh, no, that's...
That's separate. That's a complete aside.
Jeffy.
Gotcha.
That's
you
and
Jeffy. And
Jeffy.
You and
yes.
Jeffy, gotcha.
Dr. Jeffy.
That's what Jeffy makes people call him around the office.
Yes.
Dr. Jeffy.
Dr. Jeffy.
Then you go out to the trunk of his car, and he's like, here you go, I got this bag for you.
When it's a bag full of, like, colorful pills, so he's like, just take this one with this one. I'm like, okay.
Never these two, though.
Never these two together. That's red and
right.
We never go together. But yeah, they tried to put me on different medications. But one of the things that I always relied on my faith. And one of the things that was like, you know what? I really don't need medication. Can we try it without medications? They were like, yeah, that's fine, but it's going to take longer. I was like, that's fine with me. I just, you know, don't want to get.
If I don't have to, let me see.
If I don't have to, yeah. I don't. But so far it's been, I was 2 years in the treatment.
Mm-hmm.
4 years total, counting this year, 4 years, and it's been amazing without any kind of, other than painkillers for my ankle surgeries, but no antidepressants, nothing for my TBI, nothing for my, when it comes to
anxiety.
And so I did just a lot of talking.
Okay.
And it kind of works for me because I love to talk.
Yeah.
So it was most sitting just like this.
So you should be paying the Blaze then because you like to talk. Because I mean, it's therapy.
Head.
Sorry.
Sarah's
edit
listening.
That out. Don't let
Sarah's
anybody
listening.
Hear that.
Don't
edit
say
that out. But what's did you have any experience with? So you didn't actually get a lot of stuff prescribed from them.
No, I did not get anything prescribed when it came to that stuff.
And the reason I ask that is because a bunch of veterans told me stories of them having meds sent to their house. That's how they do it. They ship them out to their house. And they would send often the wrong meds. And they'd call them, they'd say, you sent the wrong stuff. And they're like, well, yeah, but because you touched it, even if you didn't open it, we can't take it back, which is makes sense. You know, you don't want someone slipping someone a Mickey. And they're like, well, what do I do? We'll just flush them down the toilet. So number one, they said a lot of times this happens. So they're sending out these meds we're paying for. Number two, you're just disposing them in the toilet and believing people will do that. You know, I have to get a prescription to get antibiotics when I think I have a sinus infection. And you make me go through this, but you're just like, yeah, we sent you those wrong psychotropic drugs. Just we trust you to get rid of them yourself by flushing them down the toilet. And then third, stop flushing stuff down the toilet. It's not good. You know, the meds down the toilet, not good, guys. Not sure if you know this or not. Just failure after failure. All right, quick break, back with more on the Glenn Beck Program. Oh, we got to do Sherry's Berries. Sorry about that. Yeah, where are the Sherry's Berries around here? Yeah, I love the Sherry's Berries. Here was my plan, okay? I'm thinking there's Sherry's Berries around here. I just take some home to the wife, right?
Well, good. I had some the first time they did it this week.
Yeah, exactly.
I had some.
I didn't get any. I don't know where those were.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But I'm thinking I take the it's got to be some around here, right? I get out of buying them. They're here, right? I take them home to the wife. No Sherry's Berries. Why? Jeffy. I'm sure that's what it is.
And
there's
Keith
none around
and
here.
Chris.
It's Jeffy. Come on. He's the one who's really tipping the scale. There's no one like your Valentine this year. Treat them to an unforgettable gift, and that is as unique as they are, and that's Sherry's Berries. They're freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries starting at just $19.99 plus shipping. That's a great deal, and they're really good. Or for today only, you can double the berries for just $5 more. Even better. You just need the code to take advantage of it. And this time the code is Glenn, G-L-E-N-N. Make sure to get the two N's. Hurry, this amazing deal is today only. Double your order, $5 more. It's Sherry's Berries. Now these berries are decadent, they're fresh, they're juicy, they're sweet, they're shareable, they're irresistible, and a bunch of other adjectives that they didn't list on my script. But they are awesome. Choose berries dipped in this tempting white milk and dark chocolatey goodness. They top them with chocolate chips in some cases. You've seen them. You've seen the different varieties where they have all different.
And they're huge. Oh,
gargantuan.
Man.
So they dip just some regular ones like, okay, it's just a strawberry in the chocolate. And then they have like the white chocolate and other stuff drizzled and stuff topped them. They are awesome. With your Valentine's Day right around the corner, here's the only way to get this amazing deal, the freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99 or double the berries, $5 more. Here's what you have to do. Use that promo code GLENN. That's promo code G-L-E-N-N. Visit berries.com. That's B-E-R-R-I-E-S.com. Berries.com, promo code GLENN.
This is the Glenn Beck Program. Mercury.
The Glenn Beck Program.
Hi there, it's Doc Thompson in for Glenn today. Cal and Chris Cruz joining me. They were part of the Morning Blaze. I broadcast every morning the Blaze Radio Network. Please follow us on Twitter. And if you would, please check out my channel at The Blaze. You can get all the details on my morning radio broadcast. It's theblaze.com. Just click on channels, follow that, and there has links to my shows as well. A bunch of people chiming in. APR Coffee tweeting, if you can't hire anyone right now, you can still hashtag hire 10,000 veterans by offering a discount if you have a product or service, which I know they do as well. Jen tweeting at you, Chris Cruz. It's at RC underscore Chris, Chris with a K. Every time someone goes paperless, thousands of microbites die.
See?
I didn't realize that, Jen. I appreciate the appreciate you letting us know. Jeff Gibson, the VA has finally upgraded their system. They've installed electronic typewriters. Jeff, here's the thing. Not every branch, not every local hospital within the VA system has upgraded the electronic typewriters yet. Some are. I think they have the rest of them up by the end of the year. They still got to, you know, phase out the telegrams.
Or the Pony Express.
The Pony Express. That's still out west, though. I mean, it's limited out west. But, you know, they hope to have that wrapped up this year. D tweeting, 2 years I waited to get a tumor checked. 2 years with lingering cancer thoughts. Okay, that's fun, D. That's big fun.
And you actually interviewed him for that little piece that you did for Fix the VA hashtag. You interviewed him and me.
I remember, D.
Talking about the whole veterans.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to linger. Listen, I've had some health concerns where you're like...
Yeah, I remember that. What was
where
that?
Where you think you have cancer. And, I mean, it was like... I waited 2 days to get tested to see if I had cancer. That was a horrible 2 days.
Imagine 2 years.
I mean, you know, 2 days, 2 years, all the same,
all
Chris,
the same,
right?
Okay,
you
got know? It, got it.
I mean, but it was me that waited 2 days, you know? Lakirian tweeting, come on at Doc Thompson Joe. Do you realize how long it takes to transfer a VA database on 5 1/4 floppies?
That's old.
Right now, I mean, the diskettes, when you load them up, I mean, how many do you get on a flatbed? I'm just saying, maybe you don't transfer all of them. How about this? You have them carry their own 5 1/4 floppy.
Okay.
Since they have to carry their paperwork, can we at least upgrade where they just carry their floppy with them? So it's a little smaller,
it
right?
It is.
Here's what we want you to do, veterans. You all got a data stick. Carry that around. Put it on your keychain. Wow, what a failure. Hashtag fix the VA and hashtag hire 10,000 veterans. Thanks so much for listening today. We got more on the Blaze Radio Network coming up with Buck Sexton. Don't forget to check out my broadcast tomorrow morning on the Blaze Radio Network. It's at Doc Thompson Show on Twitter. All the details there. Oh, that's, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
that's Monday morning.
Here.
Monday
I'm not
morning.
Be here, but go ahead. You heard broadcast.
This is the Glenn Beck Program. Mercury.